For polka fans, maybe looking for their favorite Eddie Blazonczyk record like this one, the place to go in Buffalo, New York has long been Ruta's Records. In business 57 years, Ruta's was founded by Don Ruta and has been run solo by his wife Virginia since he died. Lately, sales have been declining. This Saturday, Ruta's Polkas and Polish Gifts will close its doors forever. We reached Virginia Ruta at her store today, where most of the polka CDs are already gone.
What's left is mostly just the Polish items from Poland, some hand-painted boxes, hand-carved plates, the matryoshka dolls, which are the stacking dolls, one inside the other that you stack up. I have a beautiful rug that's of the two Polish generals, Kosciuszko and Pulaski, that fought in the war. It's a gorgeous rug.
So most of the music is gone.
Yes, it is. People have been coming in, and I think I have one CD left.
People have been coming in, and I bet you've been hearing stories from people about how many times over the years they've come into your store, and you probably know most of them who are coming.
A lot of them, and then there's some of them that come in, and what am I going to do? And those are the ones that come in once every 2-3 years or 5 years. What are we going to do now, you know?
Now they know they need you.
Right. And the reason I didn't want to close, too, is there's no place you can call to find out anything. I had a lady call me from Buffalo here, and she said, "Verge, we were in Cleveland. We bought Polish coffee. Where can I buy it here in Buffalo?" Another one says, "Verge, I want to send some money to Poland. How do I go about doing it? Is it better to send a check or what?" And this is what I'm going to miss, because I don't know where they're going to go.
Ms. Ruta, when your husband Don died, it was about 10 years ago, I think?
Yes, 10 years in January.
Did you think about closing the store then, or did you know you'd want to keep it going?
No, because it was going good yet, and there was no other Polish store selling stuff like this, and I didn't even think of closing the store. Everybody said, "Are you going to close?" I said, "For what?" It's just been happening, like in the 2.5 years, when people start getting computers and people burning for one another.
Downloading?
Yeah. Now they would come in for something that you can't get. And then I said, "But this is new, and this is new." And they said, "Oh, no, my friend already burned it for me." Oh, and I looked at them, I closed my ears and laughed and say, "Oh, don't tell me that. You're ruining my business that way." And they look at me and realize what they said, and then they'll say, "Oh, but he only did it once." Like fun.
Well, Ms. Ruta, best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
This weekend, after 57 years, Virginia Ruta is closing Ruta's Polkas and Polish Gifts in Cheektowaga, New York.